put in the Jumbotron. Deshaun Jackson, a reliable source said they're hearing 4 to 6 games for a suspension. We'll wait and see, because I don't even want to get into the Deshaun Watson discussion anymore. I'm tapped out. I want to get right to the top running backs in the NFL today.
If we had five, right?
Yeah, we could do 5. Because I know a lot of people can't name 10. They don't even pay attention to running backs no more. Y'all dirty dogs.
I can, but I know you pressing the time, so.
I just know that
Jonathan Taylor needs to be at everybody's number one spot right now.
All right.
I give you that. Yep.
So here we go. Oh, and we could do linemen too, because some people said they wanted to do offensive linemen as well. Interior linemen, so.
I was going to say, you can't be. What about Derrick Henry?
Oh, we doing interior linemen, not outside linemen, huh? Oh, okay.
I mean, I call linemen interior guys.
Oh, okay. What about Derrick Henry? Why are you being disingenuous to Derrick?
Man, Derrick Henry is number 6.
Hold on.
I'm not being disingenuous to Derrick Henry. I'm just saying that Jonathan Taylor had a better season than him last year. And I'm strictly basing it off of last season.
So he's going off of stats from last season. So
okay, so yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to try to plan mine at least for, like, upcoming season. Because Derrick Henry looks to be, you know, quote-unquote
healthy. I still got him one because that pace he was on last year before he got hurt was crazy.
That's definitely was.
He's
still my number one.
Yeah, he's still my one. But Coach said he had his list. Coach, if you know, we could just do 5, bro, because I think that'll move quicker.
Yeah, because I know you had to do your thing at a certain time.
Yeah. So go ahead, bro.
We waiting on you. I ain't ready yet. I'm working on it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, man. So I'll give you my list. I got the Kane at number 1. Jonathan Taylor at 2. I got Nick Chubb at 3. Do you know how bad I want to put McCaffrey at 4, but he's been out a long time? This one's going to surprise some people. And it's going to make Zara happy. So he know who I'm putting at 4.
You better.
I'm expecting a great season out of this young bull.
You better put him there.
I'm putting Javonte Williams at 4.
Yes, sir. You better put him there.
At 4?
You better put – good choice.
I'll put him at 4. I know I'm going to get killed. And then I'm going to put Dalvin at 5. But Javonte's my dark horse. That's why I put him at 4. Because I'm only doing 5. I have him in my top 10. But that's my dark horse. So don't hold him against me. That's my dark horse.
We doing how we think they're going to play this season? Like the best this season coming?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I put him at 5. I'm going to put him at 5. And my number 5. So bump Dalvin at 4. I think 5 might be easy, huh?
Yeah.
Let's do 10, man. Go ahead. Do 10.
You said 10?
Yeah, do 10. We're going to have fun. Do 10. If people can name 10, I'll be amazed by y'all. McCaffrey, my number 10. I don't care.
I can do 10.
What's Zeke?
I can do 10, too, and I can go right now.
All right, well, go ahead.
Wait a minute, man. We not doing hands?
Oh, my bad. Go ahead, Zara.
All
right, go.
Boy, I tell you, man, I'm just doing 5, bro, because I don't need 10. Because if you didn't make the top 5, it is.
We're right, doing 10, bro. If you ain't got 10, you got to wait.
I got 10, bro.
All right, stop all the damn talking and just name them.
Wait. First is Jonathan Taylor. I got Dalvin Cook at number 2. All right. Nick Chubb at number 3.
Okay.
Derrick Henry, number 4.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I got Alvin Kamara, but I got Austin Eckler. Mm. How many I got?
From the Chargers, okay.
Yeah, I got him at number 6. Slept on. Number 7, I say Najee Harris from the Steelers. It's a toss-up between Najee Harris and Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay.
All right, and then I do got your boy what's the White Lightning? What's his name?
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey at number, I think it's number 8.
Okay.
Number 9, I got Joe Nixon. He should, Joe, on me, he should be higher, bro, yeah. But he be having them seasons, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my last and one is Henry.
What's Henry?
I'm disrespecting Henry like that. I mean, not going by.
Wow.
What's Henry?
Henry who?
Henry
and Czar. What? How could you not name your second favorite team's running back?
Who?
Aaron Jones.
Mm-hmm. Man, Aaron Jones is not Aaron Jones is one of them backs that just I don't want to take up the time. He's just one of them backs that don't impress me.
Yeah, we're gonna
bro.
Move on. So let's go. Who had the hand
you
up?
You said Derrick first. Henry at 10, man. What the
yeah, I gotta go. Yeah.
Derrick Henry don't have no moves, bro.
All right, bro. Okay. Thank you. No, hey, he don't fine. Have no hey, moves, hey, bro. We ain't gonna do this right now.
He's just a big back.
We're gonna get to the next list. We're not gonna keep going back and forth with somebody's top 10, especially his, because you know he ain't gonna stop. So, was a young age or certified? Who had their hand up first, man? I won't looking down at the phone.
I had my hand up first.
All right, go ahead, bro.
Appreciate you, Hawk.
No problem, man.
One, Jonathan Taylor. I got Henry at 2.
Okay.
Chubb at 3. Dalvin Cook at 4. His name is not coming to me. Damn, I had my number 5.
What team he played for?
Austin Eckler.
Okay.
Eckler's at 5.
Okay.
Yeah, Chargers. 6. I'm going to put Joe Mixon at 6.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, Joe Mixon at 6. Zeke at 7.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of Christian McCaffrey, so I'm going to put him at 8.
Okay.
9, Alvin Kamara.
Bet.
10. Yeah, I'm going to put Aaron Jones at 10.
Aaron Jones. Okay. All right. I ain't got no problem with that list, man. It was only seven guys that ran for 1,000 yards last year that I'm looking at. So,
yeah.
I'll let you know. Pass catching comes into play as well.
Starting to transition to that more, honestly. Those type of running backs.
So, did we have certified or was it Cornwall next? And I know Sid got his on deck.
So, I'm not doing 10, man. I'm going 5.
Bet.
Derrick Henry is number 1, bro. I mean, Buddy played 8 games, I think, and led the league in rushing. Until like week 13, which is insane. It took them 5 games to pass that man. But I'm going Derrick Henry, Jonathan Taylor. I'm gonna go Nick Chubbs.
Okay.
Mixon and Najee.
Cool. All right. You can't be mad at that list. Can't be mad at that list. Who next? Cornwall, were you up?
Yeah, Cornwall.
Right. Yeah, I put mine in the Jumbotron. I didn't put CMC just due to the fact that obviously I hope he's healthy.
Yeah.
But again, you know, him playing, I mean, how many games did he play in the past 2 years? 5?
Yeah,
6?
Like 5 or 6, yeah. That's just my fandom for him. I put him in at 10.
He's easily, I think, if he's healthy, top 5, easily, especially.
I've been a huge fan of CMC since his sophomore year at Stanford.
Facts,
man.
Bro.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal guy, so it's not like I'm discrediting him. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to say that at least before people say that, because already someone tweeted me like, yeah, what are you talking about? But I got Derrick Henry at number 1, regardless. Jonathan Taylor, number 2. Chubb. Then Dalvin Cook at 4. I like Aaron Jones this season a lot because with no Devontae Adams, I think they're going to utilize him more. And especially the other bull from Boston College. I just can't think of his name, but that kind of nice 1-2 punch.
The big back. Yeah, he dope.
Yeah, with Alvin Kamara at 6, again, I'm not sure with suspension or anything like that. I haven't heard anything. He was allowed to play in the pro bowl game. Mm-hmm. I think that was right before, so it was kind of a weird situation. Another sneaky guy, I always like Eckler. And, again, this guy, Najee Harris, I think is going to be a lot more workload on him for number eight. And then the last two, I got Josh Jacobs and Joe Mixon.
Yeah. That's a good list, man. I mean, and how you broke it down.
I like that was it. Dylan, by the way.
Yeah, Dylan. A.J. Dylan. Boy, when he was at Boston College, good Lord. So, yeah, who we got up next? Sid, go ahead, Sid. I say Sid.
Well, take your cap off, man.
You must
be there opening his caps.
He must be doing something. So go ahead, coach.
All right, I'm going to do 10.
Bet.
All right, I'm going to go with Jonathan Taylor at 1, Derrick Henry 2, Chubb 3, AK at 4, Dalvin Cook 5, Aaron Jones 6, Austin Eckler 7, Joe Mixon 8.
Here it come.
Najee Harris 9.
Here it come.
And hold on, I just want to say something real quick. I didn't know Najee Harris had the most missed tackles forced as a runner and receiver last year at 92.
Mm-hmm.
Why you say that, Hulk, man?
That joker had a he had a slept on year, man.
Chill out, man. I'm gonna go with Josh Jacobs at 10.
Oh, I thought we was gonna get a Zeke.
Nah.
I thought we was gonna get Zeke. I just knew he was gonna say that. Zeke.
Nah. I like Josh Jacobs though, for real.
So if you listen to a lot of lists, even mine, right? So the guys that aren't being named, they ran for 1,000 yards, and that was because I ain't put Zeke in mine either. You got Zeke, Antonio Gibson, those two dudes. I think the only guys that ran for 1,000 that nobody happened to put in their list. We all leave.
Man, I forgot about Antonio Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson called out though,
and I like Gibson
because we all leave all them.
Got Zeke at 11, though.
We all leapfrogged them for, rightfully so, Derrick Henry, rightfully so, Austin Eckler, because we know what he's done. He had 12 touchdowns, too, with that 9-11. I jumped out the window with Javonte, I ain't going to lie.
You did.
And then, we know what Alvin Kamara and Josh Jacobs could do. So that, I'm jumping out the window for Javonte. Like, since he was at UNC and seeing him in person, That joke of be just mauling cat, like you can't tackle him one on one. So I'm
like Javonte. I think Javonte gonna have a big year this year.
Yeah,
I think him and Josh Jacobs gonna have. I think the Raiders, they gonna be more balanced now that they got.
You know why Javonte happens like that?
Why?
Ex linebacker. That boy played linebacker, man, got a linebacker mentality. Most running backs shy away from contact. That boy,
that's a lie. That's a lie.
No, bro, you can tell the attitude. But I'm not okay. Let me retract.
Yeah, please.
They don't shy away from contact. He welcomes the contact. Put it like that. Now, he's an old school runner, bro.
He actually stiff arms and runs out of arm tackles to his legs. He don't really square up and bulldoze you. He utilizes a stiff arm and he runs through arm tackles. So I don't think I don't think you watch a lot of your team with what you just said.
Like, bro, the boy is impressive. He's like me. What? I was Javonte Adams.
We're not doing this today.
He was me in the ninth grade,
we've been doing great today. You've been eating your chickens and waffles at your DJ booth. Chill out, shorty. Chill. Talking about, I ain't eating the bread. You ate 4 waffles. You might as well.
Nah, they had waffles and, bro, they had waffles, biscuits, and grits. I said, hell no, I can't do that.
I can't eat the bread. Why? You just ate waffles.
I'm getting insane. I got one last season left.
Look, even your phone knew you was capping.
But carry on.
All right.
We are.
We about to. A Dot, man, you got a list of running backs you want to name, bro?
Honestly, I was really just trying to come on stage because I heard people mentioning Zeke, like, before Alvin Kamara and some other guys, and I was just, like, perplexed, man. Zeke not even the best running back on his team. And, like, we gotta stop having this conversation about Zeke about? In the top 10.
So why would you put Kamara in front of Zeke? What are we talking about here?
Man, it's what Kamara does, catching the ball and running the ball. The running back position is not solely just running the ball, bro. Like, there's a lot more to it now. We've seen Christian McCaffrey, like, change the position, too. Like, man, catching the ball out of the backfield, like.
Yeah, but Christian McCaffrey actually had 1,000 yards rushing and receiving.
And that's fair, but, like.
Has Kamara even had 1,000 yards rushing yet?
What, in his career?
In the NFL yet?
Has he not?
I'm asking you.
If I were to guess, man, I would say yeah, but I guess not because I'm just looking it up. I mean, but think about this, though, right? All right, let's see. 2020, he had 932 yards rushing. 2020, he also had 83 receptions for 756 yards. Like, if you guys are starting, you know, I mean, if you're going to do this whole thing where, you know, a running back is expected to just run the ball, then, I mean, at this point, Lamar Jackson can't be in any of y'all top 10 either.
Hey, A-Dot, who's your top 10, A-Dot?
How did you even put those two together?
You lost me on that one, bro.
It's a level of understanding. And if you got it, you got it. If you don't, just repeat it to yourself, and you'll get it, bro.
Hey, A-Dot, no. What's your top 10 running back, bro? I'm curious.
I'm curious too.
My top 10? Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I actually just popped into the space. So I didn't.
I need to hear your list.
But yeah. I was looking at Cornwall's list, and I agree with the first four. For me, I would probably low key, bro. I would have Joe Mixon a little higher. I'm not that high on Josh Jacobs, to be honest. I'll probably have Joe Mixon above Najee Harris and Josh Jacobs. But besides that, Cornwall's list is probably the closest to my list. Yeah, Cornwall's list is actually spot on.
So, I don't have CMC there. And I just kind of use it for the potential of, you know what I mean, next year coming up, obviously.
I got another question for you, too, bro. Why you say Zeke not the best running back on his team?
Because, I mean, look at the average yards per carry, bro. Like, I think Tony Pollard, every time he touched the ball, he's taking it for, like, 5.5 yards.
Hey, A-Dot, can I ask you a question?
What's up?
So is and being then a also, pass, it, hold on. Is being
it's a also what he locker, does. Yeah, it's also what he
a
does.
Pass a, locker. Go ahead. A part of being a running back.
No, absolutely. It's part of, yeah, absolutely. I understand that.
So is Tony Pollard a better
blocker? No, he's blocker. Yeah. Zeke is better at pass blocking than Tony Pollard. I mean, that's obvious. But Tony Pollard, he also plays special teams. He does a really good job as a kick returner as well.
So he's you're just saying he's an athlete, basically.
Look, man, I was being a little facetious with that statement. But I mean, Tony Pollard this year, we're going to see a lot more from Tony. I'm not even a Cowboys fan, but we're going to see a lot more from Tony Pollard.
I mean, it's clear because you have fucking Commanders.
Yeah. I'm glad you could see, bro. I'm glad you're not colorblind.
Damn.
I'm definitely not.
Yeah.
You talking some bullshit.
Who hating on the Commanders?
Oh, I don't know.
I ain't hating. I'm just saying, you talking.
I'm just fucking with you, bro. I'm just fucking with you.
Like, you wildin'.
Hey, where y'all putting?
How am I wildin'? What am I wildin' about?
Wait, can we just let the record show that even though the conversation had nothing to do about quarterbacks, he found a way to stick Lamar's name in it? Yeah,
you know she was going to pee when you said it.
I mean,
I knew
honestly,
Gina was going to pee.
I don't want my gingerbread. If you want to go out, just go ahead and DM me an enemy for my number. I looked right in the speaker section. Well, I'm not a dog, so you might want to change that because I'm not a dog. You ain't hit me, but you were trolling.
That conversation
had nothing to do with Lamar Jackson.
At all. I was making.
You were trolling, bro. Just admit you were trolling.
Hold on. No, Miss Gina, I wasn't trolling.
No, Miss Gina, me, bro. Go somewhere and sit down.
All right, listen. I wasn't trolling. The reason why I wasn't trolling is because I had Lamar Jackson in my top 10
I don't care if you got him in his top 10. Just why you got to find a way to stick his name in there? It was talking about running backs, yo.
Well, the reason why is because I was making a case for Alvin Kamara. The fact that he does more than just run the ball. He catches the ball out the backfield a lot. In 2020, he had 83 receptions. So I was just saying the running back
position. What's that got to do with Lamar, though?
It's a lot more. Hold on. Listen, brother, because you over there doing a lot of talking. You listening to responses.
Because you're not making sense, like, dude. You got to listen.
You got to practice active listening.
Active listening, brother. Watch your mouth. Active listening. But I was just saying that the running back position is versatile. It's not just running the ball anymore. Like, they're expecting you to be a great receiver out of the backfield as well. And that's what, you know, Alvin Kamara does well. He does both things well. He can run the ball and he can catch the ball out the backfield.
Yo, you literally said that's why you can't have Lamar in your top 10. Stop reaching, bro.
Hold on.
There's no correlation.
So what I was saying is the same people that are not having Alvin Kamara as high on their list should probably look at their QB rankings and make that same
adjustment. There is no correlation. Who are these same people?
Now, whoever didn't agree with whoever said,
bro, get off the stand. You just messed up your witness testimony. Get off the stand.
Lamar and, like, I don't even know how you try to put Kamara and Lamar together, but Lamar led the league in passing touchdown. What has Kamara ever led the league in as a running back? No,
bro. Y'all looking at this shit with a lens, man.
No, we went by what you said out of your mouth. You perjured yourself, bro. Get off the stand. You perjured yourself 5 years in jail.
No, actually, you came in trying to defend something that nobody ever said. Like, nobody said that.
Nah, somebody has Zeke.
Hold on.
Somebody has Zeke above.
That's not what I'm saying. What I said was, you said that we're in here trying to make it seem like catching the ball out of the backfield isn't a factor. Nobody said that. You're defending something that Young Heavy actually stated.
Hold on, Young Heavy actually stated, when was the last time Alvin Kamara had 1,000 yards rushing? And I responded, hey, certified, you don't have to just be a 1,000-yard rusher to be a good running back. That you shouldn't just base your rankings off of if the dude ran for 1,000 yards or 1,300 yards.
He is a running back, right?
I didn't base my rankings off of that.
You just using a catchy-ass phrase, man. You don't even know
that. Dalvin Cook catches the ball. He had 1,000 yards rushing.
I refuse to get critiqued by a Commanders fan.
Had 1,600 combined all-purpose yards. You over here talking about 1,000 yards rushing.
Check this out, though. T asked you a question. How do you see Pollard better than Zeke? You went over here talking about kick returns.
I think with more opportunity, Tony Pollard, he'd be more productive.
He think Pollard would be better than Zeke because of kick returns.
Absolutely. With more opportunity, hell yeah. Zeke is not the same running back he was 3 years ago, bro.
You know what, A-Dot? You want to know what, A-Dot? Pollard had the opportunity to take the starting position from Zeke, but he didn't. So let's talk about it.
Pollard had 130 attempts for 719 yards.
If he qualified for that, five and a half yards per carry.
What are you fucking talking about?
Zeke had double opportunities.
What are you saying?
So why isn't he starting then?
Because they're paying Zeke $18 million a year, you fucking idiot.
Pollard benefits. I gave you my top 10 already.
All right, here we go. Let's make sure we go on one at a time, man, so people can clearly hear and try not to call nobody an idiot, man. Everybody's giving their opinion, man.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
You
fucked up and called somebody else an idiot. What kind of shit is that?
Hey. All right, I'm gonna throw the floor back to him because I'm still trying to figure out. how Pollard is better than
Pollard benefits from Zeke.
Hulk, like, he said Pollard, kick return.
And I get it. The more you can do, I understand that approach. I wholeheartedly do. I understand his approach about, you know, his rebuttal to the Kamara has to have 1,000 yard receiving, but I mean rushing, but he's both in New Orleans. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm gonna take it back to him. Go ahead, A-Dot.
All right, so let me ask you this, Ahmad. So, do you think like money has a factor in terms of how they use players on the field?
Yes, money can dictate who plays.
Okay, yeah. So they're paying Zeke $18 million a year, right? As opposed to paying Tony Pollard like $1 million a year. Do you feel like with the disparity of how much they're getting paid, obviously they're going to give Ezekiel Elliott more opportunities to run the ball, yes? And it showed.
Not at this stage of his contract. And at the early stages, yes. But at this stage of his contract, I will actually try to make sure Pollard outplays Zeke. And then I can do way with him or trade him and save money. You know what I'm saying? But in a lot of cases, yes. Okay. The big money guy is going to get the most opportunities.
Okay, so Ahmad, the numbers showed it, right?
Zeke had 237 carries to his 130.
Okay. So Zeke had 237 carries for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
That was 4.2 yards per carry.
Yes.
That's solid.
Tony Pollard had 100.
That's solid.
Tony Pollard had 130 attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Damn near half. 100 less attempts for 719 yards. Averaging 5.5.
Zeke has never averaged that many. Zeke has never averaged 5 yards a carry.
And
even in the seasons you probably praise him and say he's the best back, 4.7
was averaging 5 yards a carry.
4.7 was his best. So Pollard will always have him beating that in that category.
That's what I'm saying. And you can't give Pollard 25+ carries a game like they was doing Zeke.
How did he have
the opportunity to take a starting job though?
If Zeke got hurt.
Oh yeah, Zeke first year he got 5.1. I'm sorry, he had 5.1 his rookie year.
Oh my God.
All right. But other than that, Zeke is not gonna be like T was trying to tell you. It's a 1-2 punch. Pollard is a big play back. So he has to feed off of the main guy. Zeke could get you the tough yards, soften up soften everything up, allow you to see what's going on, and then Pollard is the change of pace. The change of pace guy usually always has to have the more yards per carry. That's what he's there for. But I don't think he's a guy that can set the table for you. Like, Zeke sets the table. Majority of the time, you see two backs, and they different. And we could go way back in the day.
That's a fair, like with D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart.
Jonathan Stewart, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a perfect example.
Or when MJ, when Maurice Jones-Drew came in later and Fred's, you know, they were just two different style backs.
Yeah,
It wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? So.
No, that's a good point. You know what? I probably wasn't looking.
But you're not the first person that says Pollard is. It was Dallas fans, but it's Dallas fans who say Pollard's better than Zeke. They stand by that because they just can't stand Zeke.
I mean, there was like four people in the audience that was like sending me the clapping thing whenever I was talking. So I don't know. There's some other people that
agree. You're not by yourself, bro. I ain't gonna kill you and say you on the island. It's probably 40% of folks that feel like you.
To be fair, Zeke has like somewhat regressed from his. I mean,
absolutely.
Granted, his first season was amazing, right? Like that's the reason why they went 12-4 and whatnot, but. He has regressed, and like we were questioning whenever Dak got hurt. I mean, and then Dak did get hurt, right? Yeah. So that's going to play a huge factor. But like Zeke just hasn't looked the same.
So like, to put into context what you're saying, absolutely correct. Zeke has regressed every single season as far as yards per game for the season. 108, 98, 95, 84, 65, 58. So you're right in that. You can stand on that. He has regressed statistically. You can't.
He also
lost
a whole lot with this all season too.
Hey, the only problem I got with that, like as a running back like Zeke,
I mean,
I feel like you're gonna regress.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean, you take so much contact, you get hit every play. So whether he's blocking or getting the ball, he getting hit every single play. So you're going to regress. Your body not going to hold up like that.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's another reason why Pollard not going to start right now, because he got to put a little bit more weight on if he's going to go out there and do the things that they need him to do, like Zeke was doing.
Exactly.
Pollard could do that stuff, Zeke wouldn't be playing right now.
You can't get Pollard 25 carries.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Talking about these low-budget running backs is giving me the heebie-jeebies.
Alex, go ahead. Make out your hand up, bro. I know you've been waiting patiently. I'm going to let Gina go out to Alex. I know Alex at work.
Yeah. So my top five, and I kind of rearranged some things from what I said earlier. You can hear me?
Yeah, you good, bro.
All right,
you
so
can do 10 if you want to.
Nah, I ain't going to do 10 because then I'm really going to really get confused.
You're going to get mad at his five. Watch.
Yeah, I will, because I'm switching something around.
They're going to get mad at your five. Watch.
All right, so number one, I got Jonathan. So I'm going off of last year and what I think going to happen next year, okay?
Yep.
All right, so I'm prefacing on that. All right, I got Jonathan Taylor. Then I got Derrick Henry. Then I got Austin Eckler. Then I got Dalvin Cook, also at Florida State. Then I got Harris. In honorable mentions, I had Kamara. But I'm going to take him out because nobody's talking about it, but he still got to get suspended. And I don't know how long he's getting suspended for. So I can't project
four to six
him to
be. Games. That's what they're saying.
Well, 4 to 6 games could take him out of, you know, possibly like a top 10 spot. So I got to take him out. Josh Jacobs. I like Josh Jacobs since college. So he's in my honorable mention. Gibson's in there. And that's my top five. And maybe I could throw one more person in that, but those are the seven guys that, like, instantly when he said top five, those were the ones that immediately came to my mind.
All right.
Anybody? Oh, no pushback. See that, Ahmad?
They miss who you had. They miss who you had high. That I'm surprised they ain't pushed back. But I'm gonna let you. I'm gonna let it slide.
Yeah, Zion Williamson, that one, right?
Oh man, look, I don't even feel like talking about him today, bro. I really don't.
All right, Miss Gina, go ahead.
What's up, Ahmad?
What's up, Gina? How you doing?
What's up, Coach T? Everybody in the space, I see you.
T.
I apologize for my coming in on 100, but y'all already
never
know
apologize
how it
for
is.
That. You will never got to apologize in my space.
You already know how it is. So I want to make actually one more comment about the Zeke piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, my thing is, even though his numbers may be going down, these are completely respectable numbers. Yeah. They're still top 10 numbers. Mm. It was just that he was so exceptional before that is he going to get necessarily 1,500? Maybe not. But still getting 1,000 yards a season, like, for a running back, that's still good, right?
Yes.
So that's all I'm saying is maybe he's not at those high numbers, but he's still, it's above serviceable. Like, there are running backs who are serviceable. He's still above that. I would still put him in the conversation of elite, personally, and for sure in the top 10. But the other thing that we're not taking into consideration is their O-line. I know on paper, and you may look at PFF, they're still rating the Cowboys' offensive line as number one. That is false, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
that O-line has not been performing up to that ranking. Like, I don't even know by the end. I looked at the ratings for the end of last season. How was the Cowboys still ranked number one? Did anybody watch the games? Like, I didn't even watch all of the Cowboys games, but the ones that I watched, that offensive line was not performing, being ranked number one. I was like, what are we doing right now? So I think that offensive line going down is also a factor.
Probably because their offense was ranked number one. That's all.
Because
their offense was ranked number one in yards.
But still, they not number one, bro. They really
I'm just, that's what they use. That sometimes that's what they usually do. Like, the easiest thing they could just look at. But go ahead.
And that was just whack. So, So I just think that is, I'm getting away from this noise.
You good.
Also a factor as far as, you know, him, you know, getting injured because he was a workhorse. And now your O-line is not opening it up for you. Like they were, like, I think that's just something to also be considered when we talk about him regressing, quote unquote. But as far as my top five, I'm going to say I got to go with JT. You know, this dude, his O-line is going to be pretty good again. They got a quarterback now. You know, that's going to help a whole lot. Like, I feel like the Colts are going to do something. So I got to give it to JT. I want to go Derrick Henry, y'all, but I'm concerned. I'm concerned about the workload, the cumulative effect of the workload that he's been under, and him being injured last season. And it's a lot. Like, that offense goes through him. Mm-hmm. They've lost some key offensive weapons. So I feel like the offense is going to go through him even more. Like, I'm feeling CMC-ish, y'all. So I'm just concerned about going Derrick Henry at number two. But he probably will do it. So I'm going to give it to him. But I just have major concerns after all the carries and the injury. And eventually, running backs do start to regress because of the cumulative wear and tear. All right, number three, I'm going to go. I want to say Dalvin Cook, but again, the possibility of losing some games, even though I feel like the offense is going to be opened up even more for him. But because of the losing some games, I'm going to relegate him down to four, and I'm going to go ahead and put, I want to put Najee right there, but I feel like I'm forgetting somebody.
Nick Chubb.
Chubb. Okay, let's think about that.
Or Joe Mixon.
Yeah, Mixon. You know what? I guess it's because I'm an AFC North fan, so I see Chubb and Mixon and all them all the time. Mm-hmm. And Chubb is a back. He really, and I'm a land. I'm sorry, Ahmad. Chubb is a back. He really, really is, but he does not get off against the Ravens because we have such great run defense. Every once in a while, he can break off something. But, you know, I know he does it against other teams, just not so much against us. So I'm going to go, I'm going to go ahead and slide Harrison there. And then I'm going to go, then I'm going to go Cook. And then I'm going to put Chubb and Mixon as a tie on the fifth row. I want to put my boys back in.
This episode is brought to you by Carvana. They'll drive you happy. Carvana has purchased over a million cars from happy customers by giving them an offer within minutes. And they can do the same for you. Carvana will give you a real offer for your car within minutes. Then they'll come to pick up your car and pay you on the spot. So to get a real offer on your vehicle in minutes, download the app or visit Carvana.com.
There, but they're recovering from injury. If they had not gotten injured, JK could have been up there. But he's coming back from injury, so we just got to see. So I'm not going to play the homer.
Nah, I appreciate that. I ain't got no issues with the list. You share contacts with it, so that's all we can look for. And yeah, the Cowboys with no more offensive line, I think that came down to just their offense being ranked number one. The Eagles had the number one rush offense, but we know why that was, because their quarterback run just as much as the running back. So who knows how PFF does their ranking. But salute to them for taking the time and doing that. CJ Jones, what's good with you, brother?
What's good, man? What's up, Brody?
Chilling, man. Glad you could be a part of this.
No, I appreciate it, Brody. I'm going to start off. I'm going to have JT at one. I just think the combination of – I know Derrick Henry's special running the football, and you're not wrong by having him at one on anybody's list, but I value guys who can definitely catch the rock and do both. And I think JT's the lead at both of those. And he has the best guard in football. Okay. And they're going to be, obviously, he's going to be a focal point of that offense. So I'm going to go JT one. Derrick Henry two. Like, until he, outside of last year, everybody was saying he was indestructible. So I'm going to still keep him up there for sure. Hopefully he comes back from the foot injury. I know it was like a bone in his foot, so I think he should be ready to come back. Three, I'm going to go Dalvin Cook. I think he's about to have, don't be surprised if he had like the best year in running back period or like fantasy wise. I think Dalvin Cook about to have a special year. Especially with the new coordinator they just got from LA. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think they're going to give him a lot more targets. I think Dalvin Cook could be something special for sure. Four, Joe Mixon, man. Joe Mixon don't get enough respect. I think Joe Mixon finally had a great year last year. He should have been doing that respectfully. But obviously, they had to get some work done with their O-line. I know they added Leo Collins this offseason, so hopefully they can continue to give him the ball. Then number five is kind of like a tie because, like, obviously I want to put Nick Chubb, but I think a lot of y'all, I heard a lot of Alvin Kamara slander. Y'all need to chill out with that. Like, I know he may not run for 1,000 yards, but
Oh, who muted that man?
That was me. My bad, CJ.
Oh no, you good. I mean, like I'm not saying like 1,000 yard rushing isn't important, but Alvin Kamara, dog, bro. A lot of people can't even check him coming out of the backfield. So
thank you.
Your favorite linebacker probably can't.
Motherfuckers putting Zeke in front of him. What the fuck we doing
that's
here?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
it just they put him there because he gonna miss some games. That's all.
I mean, everybody misses games, but the ability is still there. Alvin Kamara is still elite. So.
No, I mean, like, with a suspension.
Finally, we let an adult speak, man. Keep going, CJ.
Oh, my bad. Keep cooking, CJ. Keep cooking, CJ.
You cannot continue to let a Commanders fan slander the room. He's a fucking
now we get personal.
Go ahead. Hey, whoa, hold on. Let's be courteous to CJ. Let him land his plane, man. He's doing an excellent job. Let's not let this get a sidetrack. He got a very good list. So go ahead, CJ.
Nah, yeah, that would be my five right there. And I think a guy that could pop up into this five after this year would definitely be Najee or Javonte. They are two definitely young backs.
Ooh, he said Javonte.
I think it never really.
You see that?
Javonte, nice,
y'all hear
bro.
That?
And I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm from Kansas City.
I like Javonte.
Hey, so CJ, I don't know if you was in here. I put him as my dog horse. And I put him at my number five just because.
Absolutely.
I've seen him since he was at UNC. So.
Facts. I was watching him in the draft. I wanted to take him. I love Javonte
game. Don't get me wrong. I feel like we got like seven arm, running backs that could be in the top five. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Some of them so right. close.
Yep.
And don't get me wrong, CJ. Like, I respect Kamara game and I like Kamara, but his it only said something about it. A-Dot was like, well, if you got Zeke over Kamara, then like, basically, we don't know what the hell we're talking about. And I'm like,
okay, I got you.
Yeah, that's the only reason why.
That's true. Yeah. Nah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Hey, yo, A-Dot is not backing off his stance.
That's what you're saying, but you just clearly said
that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly
what are we talking about?
If you put Zeke in front of Kamara, you don't know what you're talking about.
But you just said Pollard was better than Zeke because of his return ability. What are we talking about?
Hey, Michael, hold on.
I disagree with your opinion. That's all you got
to
say.
Yeah, I'd rather you say that. Then you know what I'm saying?
When you're talking hyperbole, then people start getting disrespectful. We don't need to see that. We just trying to talk ball.
Exactly.
Man.
Thank you, CJ.
Right. Hyperbole, lies, bringing up quarterback thing. I know.
Bringing up Lamar Jackson ain't got nothing to do with this.
Hold on. Let's reset the room. Let's let Michael go. His hand is up. And then we'll get to the barbershop segment where everybody just go at each other.
Yeah, because I'm going to pack eight. Ass
I know you boiling right now. Let me get Michael.
I'm going to pack his ass up.
Michael, go ahead. Let me come off mute. Go ahead, Michael, because he's ready.
All right, so my top five would be JT 1, King Henry 2, Chubb 3, Cook 4, and I'll go Kamara 5.
Okay.
Man, I see you brought all the adults at the end of the segment.
Right here, man.
Hey, man, are you bringing people on here that like Alvin Kamara just so
I
you can say
I think that's what he's doing.
I swear, I don't even know these people, bro.
I hope he's not a Commanders fan like him.
Nah, I'm
right,
well,
that's funny, but both Kamara and Cook have possible will be losing some games, though.
I got to see him do something.
Yeah, all those Commanders, man. Call your teams out.
I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Fuck the Commanders.
Hey, let me let Smitty go, man. Smitty, go ahead.
I mean, I ain't got to really say.
Hey, man, I'll answer that question when it's time.
Smitty, but go ahead, bro.
I'm ready to answer the question.
Yeah, when Smitty done, it's going to be the barbershop set.
You mean, self-hatred, bro. He from D.C. He a Niners fan. Self-hatred.
I just had a father that taught me better.
That's confusion.
Hey, Smitty, did you want to say something, bro?
Too, huh? You were for China in the Olympics?
Hey, Dad, hold on. Let Smitty go.
Yeah, calm down, baby. You won't get packed up. You don't worry about it.
I mean, mine's pretty much like CJ, just with a little difference. I got JT at 1. I got Henry at 2. I got Chubb at 3. Cook at 4. Kamara at 5. And I'm in the same boat. I think Javonte. And I think Najee about to, have some great season this year. So, yeah, I'm in the same boat. Okay? Yeah,
Najee had a very good season last year, too, on the low, man. So, yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. All right, A-Dot.
Man, y'all heard Coach T said that Najee going to be it for this season. Coach Tomlin said it.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, we knew that from, college, though. Once he got drafted, especially when he went to the Steelers, we were like, oh, it's a wrap. He's going to have a great year.
So, Austin Ekeler ain't in nobody top five?
Yeah, he was in Alex's. Alex put Austin Ekeler.
He's my top 7.
He's my top 10. Okay.
He put Austin Ekeler. Let me see his list. He sent me his list. He put him at number 3 for him.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Go ahead, A-Dot. You got your hand up, bro.
Yeah, nah, but before we go into like, yeah, that I was gonna ask a question though. I'll ask you, if Kareem Hunt had more opportunities, where do you think he would fall?
If Kareem was still back in KC, he'd still be top five.
He'd be a top five running back if he was still in Kansas City.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, because I was thinking about him too. Like, I mean, it'd be more of an honorable mention, like maybe 11 or 12, but because he's still with the Browns, man. He's still very good.
Yeah.
It's just the opportunities are limited with a great back like Nick Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think about? Y'all think Aaron Jones' production gonna go up since Buddy and went to?
Yep. If he could be healthy, yeah.
I
think his production will still be there.
And I think the thing we gotta watch is not about that. So Devontae left, that's true, but AJ's getting better. AJ Dillon's getting better.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
so it just depends on the part of the field they're in and what type of defense they're playing against and the schemes, because sometimes you prefer that bigger back to get the bulk of the carries if he's reliable. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm saying, like, yin and yang, that 1-2 punch type thing. It depends on who you're facing. You can utilize one guy more this game, but Aaron may be utilized more out the backfield. So his receiver numbers may go up even more too.
Anybody bring up DeAndre Swift as honorable mention?
No, I didn't, but I'm always, best, you know, names I'm always ever. Smith Swift.
I mean, that O-line.
He's from Philly, so I'm always
that,
supporting
that
him.
That O-line he got for the future is going to be solid for him, as long as he can stay healthy. So,
but I like Swift, though. I just don't like the team that he's on.
Nah, let me get O-line is solid, bro.
Let me rotate and get defense in here. Pardon me if I rotate you. I'll just request right back up. Cause see if he got a list. Cause he was in here earlier. Hey, defense, did you have a list, bro, before I let Certified get his balls off? Oh, he ain't come in. Never mind. Go ahead, Certified. Go ahead, Certified.
All right. So the question was, who's my team? All right. So
who your squad?
I'm about to tell you.
Yeah, they better than
kinda. I'm about to tell you, but I'm about to perform a double negative because I'm gonna answer the question with a question.
Mm.
Oh,
does it fucking matter team I like when you are a fucking Commanders fan?
It does.
What difference does it make?
Who's your squad, bro? You do. You talking?
What difference does it make? You are a fucking Commanders.
The Commanders
fan.
Are
does
bottom of the barrel.
You talking in circles. Who you like, bro?
Y'all go to the game every year to watch y'all.
Who
you
like?
49ers fan.
I am a San Francisco 49ers fan.
You got a DC tattoo on your arm, bro. Take that shit off, man. You don't represent DC.
Hold on.
Fuck out
bro.
The city, man.
And unless you try,
we
gonna
send you to Delaware, man. We sending you to Delaware, man.
Okay.
We sending you to Delaware.
Unless
you ain't fucking
stay the fuck off my page, bro. Why are you on my page?
Bro, man. Yeah,
that's weirdo. Right, exactly.
Oh, now it's weirdo. Yeah, every single one of y'all clicked on my picture. Shut the fuck up, man.
I act like that shit weird.
We can look at your fucking picture.
Oh, exactly.
You got some ugly ass.
Like, why are you on my page,
his picture
though?
And shit pop up. Exactly, man. Yo,
fucking
hey,
no
hey, Mr. Cowboys,
y'all got new helmets.
Like, what you looking for, news or something?
Y'all
gonna
move the ball
on my page, bro.
Yeah, we gonna move the ball.
Yo, we talking football. Y'all talking this weird shit, man. We talking football. You talking
football. I don't know, man.
Y'all
ain't gonna beat no fucking
brother.
I think you flicked trying to ask me for
a
number. All right,
12 wins. 12 wins.
Y'all might not win a fucking
12 wins, bums. We getting 12 wins.
Oh, what? Franchise mode, man? Because your damn show ain't happening in the real NFL.
Y'all going to the Super Bowl again this year? Yep, just like y'all, motherfuckers.
Just like last year. Just like the year before that.
Yep.
I guess we went to the barbershop.
Listen, they gave us 3 first round picks for fucking Deshaun Kaiser. Fuck out of here, dog. Come on, man.
Manders going to win 9 games.
So check this out. So check this out.
I got Deshaun Kaiser playing QB, man.
So check this out. I had respect from you. You not going to want to miss this top 10. That Steams is about to whisper because he has his, you know what. So I'm going to unmute. Steams going to unmute. He going to whisper this top 10. When I tell you, you don't want to miss this because he DM'd. Matter of fact, I'm talking too much. Go ahead, Steam.
All right. I don't need to be cut off. Number one, Antonio Gibson. Number two, hey, for real.
Let him say his 10, please. Hold your emotions until the end. It's like the claps. Hold your emotions until the end. Go ahead, Steams. You were saying.
Number two, J.D. McKissick.
Okay.
Number three, Brian Robinson Jr.
Oh, Lord. Go.
Number four, Derrick Henry.
Oh, yes.
Number five, Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan.
Number six, Nick Chubb. Number seven, Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin.
Number eight, Alvin Kamara.
Dalvin.
Number nine, Joe Mixon. 10, Eckler. And 11 is Najee Harris.
Najee Harris.
So, he was doing his fantasy football reversal. That's what it is.
Hold on.
I got a question.
I got a question for him. We got a whisper. You got a whisper when you talk to
him. We talked about two that went to the playoffs and they went shit either.
Hey, Steams, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm, what's up?
Okay. Were the first four names all Commanders players?
The first three were.
Oh, my God. You are amazing.
Steam, you forgot. Hold on. Steam, you forgot one. Jared Patterson, number four.
Oh, we could do that in number four. Man, hell, everybody down when I like
bro,
it.
That's why we be getting packed up so much.
Hey, this is wild, yo.
Hey,
like,
Steams.
This is Commanders fans.
Hey,
of our Lord. Like, Steams. What are you doing?
What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Steams for coming in and whisper. Make sure he fade to black like the Homer Simpson meme. And when you get off, you be on tomorrow, Steams. Appreciate you, brother. That was epic.
That shit wasn't epic. That shit was bullshit.
My man said J.D. McKissick.
I definitely agree. When he said Jared Patterson, that was it for me.
I was actually done at number one when he said Gibson.
It was over for them. Yeah.
Hey,
right,
dog.
And I got respect for Gibson. He put him in an unrespectable situation.
My dog said, hey, man, you recording your space? I'm going to come say it on the space. I said, well, you get my respect.
Pineapples.
Oh, okay, there you go. He even said, it's even better. He said pineapples, ladies and gentlemen, and it worked because Coach was about to flip his lid. There is no wise owl no more. All barking dog for Coach right now. Ain't that right, Coach?
Yes, it is.
That's mental health talk if y'all don't know. Brain states.
I'm trying to find this picture so I can shut these Commanders up.
Damn, you still looking for your ammunition?
Hell yeah, because I can't find
the Hayden is impeccable right now. You had to look for a picture
for an hour. Man.
Hey, Coach, man, they got your gun jamming right now, bro.
Yeah, it's jamming for right now, but when I unleash one, for
hey, hold up. Who said the dick eating? Because Coach got a rebuttal to that. Whoa. His favorite word is dickhead. he think he easy to block, Captain. Whoever be saying dickhead all the time.
That's Billy slang right there.
That's Shaggy talking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Shaggy like Candy, man. Don't say his name too many times. His ass will pop up on you.
I ain't no Commander fans really talk this reckless. This is crazy.
Are you serious? Like somebody told me
today. Heavy.
Somebody told me today.
Wow.
Somebody hit me.
You from Philly. Ain't you a Niners fan, too?
Ooh.
Bro.
This shit getting weird, man.
It's getting wicked, huh?
Hey, listen, come down I-95, come pick up Certified, and go camp out in Philadelphia.
The difference between me and you, bro, you live in D.C., so you can talk that D.C. shit.
Now, if we're going to be specific.
It's different over here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the barbershop segment of the show where they just go.
You know, Certified.
I took the liberty to look. Okay, he's a Virginia man.
Okay, I'm in Virginia.
You have to.
Where's the facility at? Where's the headquarters at? It's in Virginia. Where we play at? We play in Maryland. Where we represent?
Y'all got me out here arguing with a Virginia Bama, man. I'm upset right now.
Oh, so all right, so he a DC fan because he lives in Virginia.
Watch your mouth.
Bro, I live in Alex. Dude, y'all know how far. Bro, I'm not even doing this.
Why you should have just been a fan of the Remember the Titans, bro.
Bro, we played against them in the movie. What you mean?
I see.
Y'all remember Hayfield? The Hayfield Hawks? Yeah, we was one of the teams in the movie.
You got a sad card, though.
Y'all need to draft some of them niggas to help y'all out.
They need to.
I'm just saying.
Hey, listen, I guarantee right, bro, this is the best
one. It's a couple teams that need to come.
Listen, we talking about Commanders. This is the best roster I've seen.
since I've been alive, but I'm not.
Yeah, I said that shit last year. Oh,
you even with Deion and Boots. Nah,
it's the same
people.
It's the same players.
Well, no, but it's the thing. All right,
what's the thing?
Hold on.
You think Carson Wentz is gonna say?
No. It's not even Carson Wentz, bro. It's listen. Who is it? All right, so we got Curtis Samuel last year, right? He only played.
I'm so scared of that.
Hold on. He only played two games, right? He's our number two receiver. Obviously, Scary Terry, our number one. Jahan Dotson out of Penn State. I don't know if you watched the board play, but the dude is real nice. He might be the best receiver in this draft. He go play the slot. Yeah. Logan Thomas, if he can stay healthy, he played 10 games. If he can stay healthy and play at least 13, 14 games at tight end.
Yeah.
Antonio Gibson, Brian Robinson Jr. Bro, Brian Robinson Jr. Yeah. rushed for like 1,300 yards. Like, he had 20 touchdowns, bro.
Listen, I'm not done.
Listen. Chase Young was hurt.
Hold on.
She'd be my uncle. Okay,
hold on. Let the record reflect. That ain't true today. That ain't true no more, dog. That used to be true. Salute to all the LGBTQIAs out there. That ain't true no more.
You got a point, though. At the end of the day,
The success for every team, it does rest on health and injury. So at the end of the day, we got to be healthy, right? And like, if we can't be healthy, bro, we're gonna win 12 games guaranteed.
Y'all ain't gonna win shit, man. Stop,
bro. Y'all not winning 12 games. Like 12 what?
12 games guaranteed.
You know damn.
Hold. Time out.
Sometimes, like
I told Jordan today on Facts and Stacks. Sometimes, if you're trying to pack somebody up, you got to let them talk. That man said 12, and then he said guaranteed. Y'all missed that because y'all were ready to argue. It's recorded. ADOT said guaranteed. You ain't got to say nothing else. That's it.
Let the record reflect.
I said ADOT.
We're gonna win nine games. Nine games before December. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, Ahmad. What's that? I just posted in the Jumbotron, yo. The Bears really act like they're trying to do something for Justin Fields.
Ooh.
The Patriots traded Harry to the Bears.
That's gonna be all right, though.
Good job. A big receiver with an increased catch
radius.
What
do you like about that?
I think N'Keal Harry could be all right with Justin Fields, though. I think he'd be all right with him.
We'll see.
All right, brother. Talk
hey, you
about
gotta, him. Hey, Gina, you got to try. You know what I'm saying?
They're not trying.
Huh? They went from the Redskins to the Commanders.
Cowboys.
They was better off staying watching the football
team. We swept y'all
team.
Motherfuckers last year. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, yo, let JM get in here.
JM, go ahead.
Hold on, respect for you, man. Let JM get his balls off, man. Go ahead, JM.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Patriot fan. And I mean, that news, I mean, you don't know how fucking happy I am to have that bum off my team. I'm fucking, I mean, we've been waiting for that bum to get in for about a year.
I tried.
See, Ahmad, you thought you
were
slick, bro.
We traded for N'Keal Harry to be honest.
Why are you hoping that you're going to trade for an offensive line?
Hey, Young Heavy, you see me, dog. I'm like, man, they trying.
J-Nick, thank you for saying that. People like that might be all right. All right, Wes, send that man a team. Justin Fields out here struggling for his life.
Harry's a glorified tackle, bro. Like, I mean, he's a glorified offensive tackle. Like, that's what that man is. I mean, he's not even a tight end. Because the man can't catch.
Hey, my man out here so pissed off. He's stuttering. I ain't never heard him stutter. That's how I know he's telling the truth.
I'm just trying to tell you. You talk to any Patriot fan, we've been praying and hoping that this man got traded for a calendar year, bro. We've been waiting for this.
Hey, yo, I ain't never seen him this excited, bro.
Get traded for 3 years.
That's how I know he not lying. I ain't never seen him this animated.
I mean, Drew will tell you. I mean, any Patriot fan will tell you. We've been waiting for this shit for a long time. Literally, we drafted him 3 years ago.
Yep.
Literally, every other wide receiver in that draft was good besides him and the dude that the
Eagles took.
Yeah, Jalen Rager. Rager. Like, yeah. Literally every other wide receiver. Man, was crazy. Literally. Man. Shit was crazy.
You see that team?
Jalen Rager is the worst. They've been trying to trade that man since rookie year, bro.
Hey, man.
I'm trying to tell you.
Did they send a donkey with him to the Bears? Like, you dumb jackasses really took this trade.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they just gave the Patriots like a fifth or a sixth. I mean, he's not worth any
round pick, bro. But the Bears are not worth nothing.
And I kind of feel bad for the Bears, and I mean, like, you know, Justin in a way, because like I said, the man can't catch.
They call him, hey, yo, that boy nicknamed Two Fist.
I'm going to keep on pushing my agenda this offseason. I keep saying Justin Fields should request a trade. I'm just going to keep on pushing that.
I think he eventually will.
Good luck with that.
He should have requested it when he got drafted. You saw his
That's true, too, Seth.
Come on now. You know that boy wasn't happy, bro. He looked
like, oh,
God. Hey, that's a different situation, man.
Yeah, man. Fields, he in a
spot. Hey, actually, you know my top 10 quarterbacks say what's up, man.
Oh, come on, Chef.
Hey, man, you know I got a troll at Ashley.
Eli, top 10 all time? That's
bro, you know, I don't even believe that, young. Come on. Come
hey,
on,
guys, bro. I feel bad for Fields, bro. I'm a Packer fan. I feel bad for him. I mean, it's like, bro, if you're not going to get him wide receiver, give him receivers, bust up the deep, something.
I love you, can we get on the phone so we can trade Jalen Rager to the Bears too?
Might as well. Before we keep going, man, we got like 3 more minutes of the show. Ashley, clapping emojis if you're having your show tonight.
Yeah, but that's just crazy, dude. How do you not give him an offensive line when he's been sacked 9 times?
Man, they his best.
Yeah, ball so y'all make sure at 9 p.m., man.
Trap in I'll with Ash.
For Ash's show,
best,
man.
His best guard knew what's up. His best guard went to
Sports
Pittsburgh.
After dark. Y'all make sure y'all tap in to Ash. Give her a follow.
I'm just going to stay on my thing. The NFL, why do you even draft a dual threat quarterback if you're not trying to give him an O-line, if you're not trying to give him weapons, but then people want to sit around and see, you can't sustain the career like that. They ain't going to win a Super Bowl. How anybody going to win a Super Bowl if don't give him anything to work with? Like, let's come on. Let's look at the root causes of this stuff.
And I always say that's a great point, Gene. I always say that's the gift and the curse with the dual threat, because your gift is you're very mobile, you're dynamic. The curse is a lot of these GMs become lazy because they feel like your legs could get them out of a bind. They spend elsewhere versus treating them as a true, if they treat them as a true quarterback, they would benefit that much and that much more.
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? That's a fact, Mark. That's a fact. And it's not cool, though, at the end of the day.
It's not.
I mean, it's, in my opinion, bro, just give, like, okay, like, for example, the Packers have lacked in wide receiver. I'll admit that, but dude, we make sure your offensive line is fucking solid. Like, come on, man, we make sure you have the best left tackle in the game. I mean, we took Elton Jenkins, Josh Myers,
Did you say y'all got the best left tackle in the game?
No, outside of Trent Williams, yes. Second best. Yeah. No, but like our receiving core is not good on paper, but we make sure Aaron's protected, bro. We invest in offensive line. Like, again, we had the best center in football.
When I like the receivers.
Well, like it's not good on paper. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not good on paper.
No, don't know what you're saying, Carlos.
I'm saying the receiving core doesn't look good on paper.
You talking about the entire core, or just you have at least number one?
The whole core is like, it's not good on paper. I mean, I get it. It's just like, people are, I accept this. It's a question mark. Like, we don't really have a number one either. So it's like,
we're talking about in the past, bro.
You need to talk some sense to them whack ass Commander fans.
I didn't talk some sense to them bullshit ass.
No, I'm just saying, like, get, like you said,
we
get.
Wait, who's his team?
Give it up.
He's a backer.
You ain't want shit since we won shit.
He like the Cowboys. Comes like the Cowboys.
DM me, brother. I just followed you.
Hey, coach.
He right here in Seville with me. So,
oh, that's close, dude.
Yeah,
even better. Yeah, we that's can actually meet up and watch it.
We can go to the fucking game.
Hey,
we can watch it. Kick y'all hey. Ass together.
Who was the dude talking about the Packers and the O-line? 100?
Chef, I think.
That was me. That was me. You said
the Packers O-line. What you say, their tackle or their O-line?
No. I was saying we always make sure Aaron has an offensive line. Like, if you're not going to give him a – if the receiving corps is not going to be all great, make sure he's protected. You get what I'm saying? Like,
he's always had a receiving corps. What are you talking about?
No, but right now. I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
right now.
I mean, does it matter?
You're
going to lose to the Niners in the playoffs anyway.
Hey, yo,
certified
was waiting.
I get it, bro. Damn.
Hold on, dog. Certified timing and patience was impeccable right there because he was waiting. When you first said your offensive line, he was going to drop that ball, but he waited. And he timed it so perfect. That's what they about certified. Certified timing, he'll pack somebody up with like two words. Playoffs, Niners.
Nah, but yeah, they got us in the playoffs, bro.
He ain't got to say that. It's shit the bed, bro.
What's up, Commander? What's not going to be saying in a couple years?
I mean, I would say Commander's in playoffs.
We play Washington this year. We play Washington.
What happened the last time y'all played Washington?
What happened the last time y'all beat us?
Okay.
You happy about that?
Okay.
That's not happy about that?
Of course I am.
Okay, cool. So we punch on y'all this year, you better be around.
Bro, y'all have Deshaun Kaiser playing quarterback. What you talking about?
Please don't try to be hyped about Carson Wentz. Please don't. Y'all haven't had a great quarterback.
I'm hyped about everybody. There's a reason why Jimmy G's on the roster, bro.
Doug Williams was the last
person. There's a QB.
Robert Griffin packed all y'all niggas up that one year.
Man, Robert Griffin had one.
Yeah, man, Robert Griffin, what?
When was that?
How
long ago was that?
Washington. Oh. What is Washington known for, though? Because the only thing I know
losing?
For is the Cavs.
How long ago was that? Three Super Bowls, man.
They talk about Washington.
We know three Super Bowls with three different starting quarterbacks.
Who did? Huh? Who did?
He ain't seen none of them.
Huh? Who did? Who? Say that again. Who won what?
Nah, they said what is Washington known for? I said three Super Bowls with three different starting quarterbacks.
Man, y'all known for the Monument and the Capitol. Y'all ain't known for none of that.
Take some guys, get some.
In the spirit of Washington, dog.
Your team ain't won shit since the '90s, just like the Washington Commanders. Don't say nothing to me.
We've been to the Super Bowl since
y'all went to the Super Bowl. Did you win? We talking about regular season wins.
When's the last time we happy about the win, nigga?
If your team ain't won the Super Bowl in the last 5 years,
Shut up. Hold on. You on Stream East watching your games, bro. You on Stream East watching your games.
Hey, man, if you're watching the Commander fan and you don't follow me and send me gifts, that I'm giving y'all a platform to talk about your team, you just ungrateful MFers right now. Tell all your friends. Ungrateful. Whoa, don't interrupt my infomercial to all my Commanders out there. The Ball Hawk Show will allow you to talk about your team, even though I'm an Eagle fan, on my platform. Tell your friends. Give me a follow. Continue, Commander fans.
Brain the motherfuckers that I'm a
bro. Washington, the worst team in the division.
Bring all of them.
Don't nobody care about Washington.
Why are we wasting our time arguing with the Washington Commanders?
I don't know why, bro. They ain't even go to the playoffs last year. How many games they win last year? How many games? We was in the playoffs the year prior.
How many games? We're not talking about the prior year before. Let's talk about low key in 2020. That was a nice rebuttal.
Hold on, let me say something real quick. Y'all fucking Commander fans owe me some money because I went to the game last year. Uh-oh. And I spent all that fucking money and y'all got y'all ass.
I forgot the Cowboy fan had a co-host, so he muted the hell out of
y'all. Y'all owe me some money right now, for real. Wasted all my money. I could have been doing something else. But no, I got to go up here and watch your ass whooping because y'all said y'all was good and y'all not. So we not going to do that shit because y'all wasted my time last year.
Keep going, coach.
Get it off your chest. Not on,
Carson Wentz gonna be injured by week six.
When you
watch the Commanders, that sounds like a pop Warner. That sounds like a pop Warner team.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me.
When you got tickets
for $40, you knew what was up. Stop it.
Exactly.
I'm a realistic fan, though.
Bro, y'all strip.
I'm not
bro.
Here acting like we
I don't care about
hey, hey, you y'all know, you know why y'all had you know why y'all had tickets for $40?
Nah, fuck that. We going to the Super Bowl, bro. I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Y'all had $40.
Never going back to the Super Bowl.
Y'all strip club. Well. That means y'all all yep. ads.
Oh, that's a ball.
$40
that's a ball.
Man, I got a question.
That's a ball.
Y'all all.
Yo, shout out to P-Valley for that ball.
Man, tomatoes.
Yeah, shout out to P Valley again for that ball. We gotta make sure P Valley always in the forefront. God damn it. Watch P Valley. Don't listen to what the people tell you.
I'm gonna watch it tonight. I'm gonna watch that motherfucker tonight.
Hey, Hulk out there.
Y'all got some questionable stuff happening in Philly, man.
Hey, dog.
Starting with your coach, bro. We'll leave that alone.
Hold on. If he addressed Philly, we gotta give him the floor.
We're gonna settle down on the Eagles.
Yeah, we gotta give him the floor.
We're gonna settle down on that Eagles.
I know. Hold. He deserves.
Back their ass up, Hulk.
Wait a minute.
Back their ass up, Hulk.
He deserves the floor for that. Go ahead, brother. Who was that said that? Speak your piece.
Nah, I was just saying. I mean, you quoted P Valley. I think you know it's a fan favorite amongst a lot of women. I mean, you know, Nick Sirianni. I don't want to bring his personal life into it. It's a lot of questionable stuff happening.
It's a lot of questionable stuff.
But then again, we support LGBT.
Oh, so DC don't have no questions happening there either.
I'm sure every city got.
What's that with Sirianni? I ain't hear about that.
Yeah, hey, Doc, educate us, bro.
Nah, he called the Eagles out there with some questionable shit going on.
Oh man,
don't move the goalposts. I heard that.
And I heard. Shout out to Butterfly.
You mentioned P Valley.
And I heard, like Butterfly say.
You don't want. Why you don't want to talk about Snyder?
Oh yeah, that's true. You might want to chill out. Yeah, hey, now you set yourself up for that.
We don't support that Snyder. We want him to sell the team.
You buying his merch?
Snyder is the king of the scumbags.
I don't buy none of that stuff. I just watch the guy.
Well, you got his team as your advocate.
That joint from the fleet.
You support this team, man.
Can somebody explain the thought process of waking up every day and making the conscious decision to be a Commanders fan?
It's called loyalty, bro.
Look at the Jumbotron.
You wake up.
I know y'all drink
water. You don't know nothing about no loyalty, bro. You switch more teams.
Yo, look at the Jumbotron.
You wake up every morning.
Man, Commanders fan got to wake up every morning knowing they ain't going to never make it. Hey, hold on, certified. Let me just take a wild guess. Your basketball team, you a Lakers fan, huh?
Nigga, you was on my page long enough. You should have saw I'm a Wizards fan.
My man looked on his page, seen the tattoo and everything. Like, what kind of
Wizards? I know, it's just weird. Why you pick the Wizards? The Wizards are ass. I'm a Wizards fan, too. But we ass.
Hey, you a Wizards fan talking about Commanders? Are you serious?
It's weird, right?
And John Wall sat out how many years? He's got $100 million and sat down.
Nigga, y'all soccer team sucking DC. Yeah,
DC United won like five titles, bro. DC United won five titles.
You should stop being
Hey, y'all remember Freddie Adu?
Yep.
Hockey and soccer.
Y'all ruined Freddie.
The only thing
they're
running DC.
Y'all ruined Freddie Adu.
Nationals just won a World Series and the Capitals won the Stanley Cup. What are you talking about?
Y'all ain't winning.
We're title town, bro. We title town.
Ain't no damn title town.
Bro, we title town.
Why y'all not winning?
Hold on, we're gonna have some fun. These last 6 minutes. Who the title town between Dallas and DC?
This motherfucker said we the title town. The most important sports
in
the
world. Hey, Hawk.
Basketball and football, baby.
Yeah, this is what the Texas Rangers win. I ain't a Texas Rangers fan.
So
hey, when was the last time the Cowboys or the 49ers won a Super Bowl?
We got
Oh,
my God, bro.
Y'all,
yo.
We
when was the last time?
They say that all the time, bro. They say that all the time.
Give me the year. Give me the year. Give me the year. Give me the year. Ask my question. Ask my question.
We won recently.
The last time y'all won a Super Bowl, Harry Clubber was
my question. See how niggas deflect me?
He asked a question that's irrelevant. Like, why are you talking about Super Bowls and they
don't know? Can you answer my question?
What are we talking about?
Can you ask? All right, when was the last time the Cowboys won a playoff game?
When's the last time y'all won 10 games?
Hold on. I answered your question. So when was the last time the Commanders won a fucking Super Bowl?
They ain't won a game yet. You got to say Redskins, bro. You got to say Redskins.
Was it the 80s? The 70s? Which one is it? I don't fucking know.
You got to say Redskins, though. They ain't got no record as a Commander yet.
Redskins. Motherfucker, y'all should have changed y'all name to the fucking Warriors or something. What kind of shit is that? What are y'all in command of? Y'all ain't going to win shit. Why y'all keep coming for Dallas? I was trying to be nice today. It's two motherfucking Monday, and y'all motherfuckers come in here talking about bullshit.
It's Tuesday,
bro. Y'all, it's Tuesday.
What the
See,
hell?
Y'all got my days fucked up, man. Y'all need to sit y'all asses down. What the fuck a soccer team going to do? What the fuck a baseball team going to do? Win basketball, football, then talk to me. Like I said, when did y'all win the Super Bowl last? We won before y'all. Remember that? And we gonna
bro, we softened up the Bills for y'all. Fuck you mean?
Yo,
we beat
them
first.
We won in 91. When was the last year y'all won, brother?
We softened
in 91.
We got it. All of y'all sound like Red's car in the wash when they were driving off trying to look cool. Cause we can't hear no. Y'all got no tweeters right now. Y'all talking at once. And Steve, you can't get in here. Cause we about to close up. You missed.
You got to close up now. I packed their ass up.
Damn.
Too late.
Go ahead, Gina.
What garbage Cowboys gonna win with?
They ain't really the Commanders though. Major Payne head ass.
Count y'all rings. Don't count the world.
They're gonna win with black
Philadelphia.
Major Payne ass nigga.
Don't count the championship rings.
All right, hold on, wait. Let Gina go because she had her hand up. Well, my dog said, y'all major pain head at. With the gold toothless is done. Go ahead, Gina.
that did take me out. I did post in the Jumbotron. Maroff posted the entire, trying to take it back to the Bears.
The wide receiver room?
Yeah, the entire wide receiver room. Somebody tell me. That's so what are you going to do with, like, who are the four or five people?
Shout out to Daz Newsom, 757.
757, I see
Dante
right there.
Pettis, I remember that. I remember that name. Dante,
yeah, 49ers.
Man, that's, yeah.
What about the 49ers, man? What about it, man?
He used to play for the 49ers.
Who?
Dante.
Pettis. Dante.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But we got
what y'all know about Velus Jones?
Or Dante Panties?
Damn.
Yeah, Pettis.
I think he played on the Falcons, right? Velus Jones? Oh, no, never mind. He's a rookie. I'm tripping.
I heard Equanimeous St. Brown was pretty good. I heard. I've never seen it, but I heard he was. They said he was better than Amon-Ra.
I don't know about all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that don't look too good. I mean, that's like how when the Falcons, you remember when before the draft and stuff, just looking at their receiver room. Shout out to Alameda Zacchaeus from UVA, but everybody was saying that about their room too.
Horrible.
Darren, go ahead. Darren, go ahead. We got your hand up.
What's going on, host? Everybody, how y'all feeling today, man?
Good,
appreciate
Brody.
You giving me the
floor. We all right with that maroon and shit in your fucking picture and shit.
Hey, I love it. I love the fact.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you love losing too, don't you?
Damn.
You see how much energy a fan taking to talk about my team. I love the fact that nobody was talking about the Commanders, but as soon as somebody did, everybody got in their feelings.
Certified.
That shit got me fucking boiling.
When we talk about the Commanders, it's all bad. It ain't never
good, nigga.
And y'all taking y'all time to do it. Thank you.
I ain't doing shit right now, so I ain't really wasting my time.
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm playing
mad.
You
muted everybody so you can talk.
You goddamn right.
Hey, Jess Graham, man, go ahead and jump in, bro, because it looks like they're going to keep going back and forth.
Coach.
Wish y'all could be us.
Coach, you got a question.
Cowboys ain't going to do nothing because they got
ball to them. Put some money on the game. My DM open all night. Put some money on
the game. I hate you back.
Hey, all you got to do is put your Cash App in the Jumbotron.
just saying. $500, $1,000, it don't matter to me.
Just put your cash app in the jumbo
store. Don't talk about it. Hit my DM. We was rocking VHSs. All
right. Yeah, all right.
Milk was it $2 a gallon?
Yep. It's still $2
a
gallon.
$1.25.
It's still $1.25. When we play against y'all ass. When we win, we get gifts and shit. They give out free pizza and all kind of shit.
Y'all get all the talent. Y'all have a season where y'all got 13 pro bowlers and a lose.
Damn.
One and done.
Hey, yo, but
y'all do stuff like that. That's what y'all do.
It's a lot of damn pro bowlers.
Every year, you get all fancy and hyped and excited. We doing this, we doing that, and y'all fold every year.
Just like y'all.
And y'all give top level contracts to washed up players. So, I mean, what the fuck are we talking
y'all
about?
Y'all still paying Albert Haynesworth.
I'm about to say Albert
Haynesworth. He a Giants fan.
Black Kirk Cousins, one of the highest paid contracts of NFL.
Not the Black Kirk Cousins.
Here
forward. Whoa!
They really called Dak the Black Kirk Cousins.
He never carried a team.
Hey,
he can't do nothing without a running game.
You like that?
Front runners.
They traded Champ Bailey for Clinton Portis.
Front runners.
What you mean? Clinton Portis went off. What you mean?
What?
Yeah, Clinton ain't win.
Y'all.
Granted, that was the worst trade in our history.
Everything y'all did.
Clint balled for Washington, though.
He balled. But shit,
I don't know if that's
you
the worst trade.
You can make anybody a running back, bro. You can't make no shutdown corner like Champ Bailey, bro.
I agree.
Answer that question.
Hey, just to, I'm a historian on this. Respectfully, in defense of Washington fans, Champ Bailey, they didn't trade him on purpose. He was refusing to play. He didn't want to be there no more.
Can you blame him?
No, I'm just saying. I'm big on facts in these spaces. So that wasn't a situation. Washington did not want to get rid of him, but he wanted to go somewhere with a chance to win.
If they was trying to force you on the spirit of Washington, you would want to leave too.
The spirit of Washington.
I want to leave that shit home. Man. Shut up.
Oh, I know I ain't
going to do that. Next
space.
You're going
to spend a whole bunch of money.
Next space, if you want to get some listeners. Hey, Hawk, next space. If you want to get some listeners. Do the top five NFL rivalries. Because
I'm doing that.
Washington, tomorrow. Dallas, the fans rivalry is good, but I don't think that's the top rivalry in the league.
Tomorrow we doing that. Top five NFL rivalry.
I'm going to be here for it, and I'm packing up all you Commander fans. You bring your friends. I'm going to pack all
your shit. Part of FedEx it being style. A rivalry.
Coach, you want to pack something up?
One team has to win just as much as the other. Is it really a rivalry?
Hold on. What'd you say, Alex?
At the end of each rivalry, after all the back and forth of who better and this is not, can you let everybody know the record between the two teams? Yeah. I think that would be good too.
They need to say they the ones fussing.
Well, yeah. Like tomorrow, whenever you do the rivalries, like at
oh
the end
tomorrow,
of the, like,
oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
whenever y'all finish,
yep.
You know, like yeah, you doing all this talking, and maybe 10 of y'all in here and one of me, but our record is like 55-30. So
I'm treating this like a true podcast episode. I'm gonna have notes tomorrow.
Rivalry, Steelers Ravens.
Ooh, we gonna have some fun tomorrow.
Yes, sir. Steelers Ravens.
Tape ready. We gonna pack y'all up, motherfucker.
Damn.
I got my Dallas fans with me.
Well, do your homework.
We got the FedEx box.
Do your homework.
We got the FedEx.
Well, do your homework.
We got the FedEx.
Do your homework.
Y'all probably changed the name of y'all stadium.
Look,
too.
Dallas and Washington fans, we done ran out of time.
Y'all need one because that's some shit.
As
you can hear, ladies and gentlemen, it still can keep going. But I need the Washington fans and any Washington fans to follow me because no other host is going to allow you guys to talk about your team. And this is not this. And Cowboy fans, I'm not Stephen A. Smith. I won't disrespect y'all, as you can see. I'll let y'all get y'all bars off. All right?
Please do.
And Coach is very violent for his damn Cowboys, as you can see. So, hey, Certified, what you just say about Washington? I want to make that the last statement of the space today.
I mean, a rivalry is usually when one team wins as much as the other. So, is it really a rivalry?
And with that being said,
we ain't got no rivalry.
With that being said, we're going to let y'all sizzle in your spirit, as my dog Star would say. And we're going to check back tomorrow at 3:30 because we're going to really see if it's a rivalry.
Don't hide.
I'll holler at y'all. Follow everybody, man. Everybody follow each other.
Follow me if you want best of money
and lose. 9 p.m., make sure y'all check out Sports Out the Dark, man. We out of here. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.